Okay, I think I set this up right the last couple of times. I know you don't listen.
I do my best not to listen, if only because I don't want to listen.
The only reason I listen to our podcast is because I have to edit it together, and I noticed right. The audio was kind of whack on my end, and it's because I hadn't set things up correctly. So hopefully it will sound nice this time.
Okay. Let's hope that mine sounds okay as well.
No, yours is fine. Yours is fine. But yeah. So I hooked the microphone back up properly. The source is the microphone. I'm monitoring through the microphone, so everything should be good. a little behind the scenes tech talk before we get started.
Yeah. Talking about tech talk. That's right.
Welcome to my TED Talk. Plug in your damn microphone and make sure it's the source for your audio when you're recording a podcast. That's it. I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yep. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
All right, Brandon Chalmers, have you recovered from the Royal Rumbles?
Yes, though I swear to God, I just got a text message that said, hang the fuck on. So R-Truth just beat Nakamura for the U.S. title, and now R-Truth is taking on Rusev.
What? Wait, what?
Okay, so to give people a quick recap, Jamie Noguchi came over, watched the Royal Rumble with us. We're going to make wrestling talk really quick because I know we're going to lose a bunch of people. one of, if not the favorite wrestler ever, one, Jamie Noguchi, Shinsuke Nakamura, won the U.S. title because he's rad. And a guy named R-Truth just beat him. So, yeah.
So I can no longer pledge to the United States of Nakamura. Knock America. I'm sorry.
Yeah, apparently. Anyway, all right. So let's double back here real quick. Jamie Noguchi, does the number 317 mean anything to you?
317.
317.
317. 317. It holds no significance in my brain.
It holds no. Okay.
Yet.
So I'm not really clear how or what algorithm got me to this. And I know we talked about algorithms. What was it, last episode with the Star Trek thing?
Yeah, I think we talk about algorithms now and then throughout the entire year.
Yeah. So I just got a spam thing for, ironically, the spam store, which is spam, the canned potted meat.
Yeah, yeah.
So apparently they have an apparel store that goes along with their museum.
Where's their
because
museum?
Because their factory – at their factory.
Where's their factory?
Somewhere in Minnesota. Austin, Minnesota, I believe.
Oh, okay. I was about to say because like I know spam is still popular in Hawaii.
Right, yeah. But no, yeah, Austin, Minnesota, Spamtown, USA. I know this because they have their own pins and refrigerator magnets. Ooh. But that's just two of the 317 items that are listed in the online spam merchandise store. Now, I wish that it was just like, well, they've got, you know, like one or two things or whatever it is, and then the random different flavors of spam that you may not be able to find necessarily at your local grocer, depending on market or in availability and everything else like that. Like, I get that the teriyaki style spam that is used for the more Hawaiian spam sushi, mashubi, or however the fuck you say it. Mm. I get that that is a regional dish, and I may not be able to find that at my local grocery store.
Yeah.
Right? The ability to buy that online on Spam's website makes a lot of sense.
Sure.
It's the random things that get me. Like, I get t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. But, like, randomly selling gigantic spam gift bags.
just the gift bag, nothing in the bag?
Nothing in the bag, just a large yellow bag with the Spam logo on it. Like, literally, whoever is in charge of the Spam empire or the Spam marketing thing, like, it's almost the Taco Bell R&D department. Like, there are no wrong answers. There are only other things to put the Spam logo on it. Like, it is... It is the I want to dip my balls in it of marketing, just like
I dip my balls in it.
Yeah, like koozie, spam it. Okay. Magnetic clip, spam it. Okay. Pens, spam it.
Yeah.
Like, okay. By the way, one page. Lapel pins, sandwich keepers, soft piggy keychains, nice. Spammy keychains.
Nice.
They have four different mascots.
Oh, okay.
They've got a canning knight. They've got an actual can that's a mascot. And they've got two different pigs. Two.
So when is your hoodie coming in?
I'm seriously thinking about it. Like, lapel pins. They have a Spam mobile truck. All of different brands of Spam. A vegetable peeler. Because, of course, you have to then saute your veggies with your Spam. Because we're not savages in this town.
Yeah, yeah.
Spammy keychains, shoelaces, pens, frisbees, blank, regular just cards, because, you know, you gotta postcard somebody. Spam air fresheners, golf tees,
air fresheners.
Air fresheners. When you decide that your 1995 Chevy Cavalier has to smell like excellence, you go and order yourself a goddamn, like, how. What the fuck? By the way, R-Truth just beat Rusev as well. dish towels, bodies. Okay, they have onesies for babies.
Okay, yeah, a nice, like, little cute can of Spam. I get it.
Right. Yeah, like,
it's adorable.
Six different kinds of knit hats. Jamie Noguchi, here's what I'm getting at. You and I, we have a brand that we are trying to start. And we also have a brand that we are actively a part of.
Correct.
The amount of conversation that happens between, you know, the members of Art Fight or the members of Draw right now, as far as research into products, it's a hefty conversation. Like, yeah. We don't put our logo on something without thinking about it. And I mean really thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got me thinking we've been doing this all wrong.
I was just about to say, because I was like, Spam is like, they have to be like a multi-million-dollar company. They got to know what they're doing.
Right. But like, there's an argument to be made that Spam as a product is subpar.
Oh, now, sure.
Depending on what you're looking for, like, I don't necessarily think that ramen noodles are amazing, but ramen has its place. It's a late night drunken food. It's a quick, I don't feel good food. It is a, I'm super duper on a budget for whatever reason kind of food. It's a nostalgia food. Like, but the idea is no one hems and haws about spending the $4 for the chub pack 12 of ramen. Like, you don't buy ramen by the single. You buy it by at least the pack of six.
Yeah.
Like, ramen acts like hot dogs in that sense. Like, I don't need some noodles. I need all of the noodles.
I need all the noodles.
Right. And you don't think about it, though, because what is it? Like, a couple bucks? Fuck it. It's fine. Yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
And it sits in your cupboard and it's not a big deal. I think Spam is the same way. Once you're okay with Spam, you'll buy a few cans. You'll have it. You'll casually, like, be scrolling through and go, ooh, that's going to expire soon. And you crack that bad boy open, cut it up, fry it up with some eggs, and you're like, you know, that's not an all-time food. But that was pretty good. And I think we've been doing it all wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's weird to have this epitome, like, this mind-blowing moment from the fine people that brought us Spam, but, like, they're on brand. Like, they keep with their color theme. They keep with their logo. They don't dictate away from it. But they're like, no. There's a market for everything, and we should put our logo on it because fuck it, why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be working. Otherwise, they wouldn't have 317 items.
I mean, or maybe they do, and they just only buy like six of something, and if it moves, fuck it, they move up and they just move on.
I bet they're like, there is a segment of the population buying Spam apparel because it's ironic and cool.
Honestly, like the Artified Christmas Party, I'm seriously debating putting together $20 worth of spam related merchandise.
Watch that be the thing that people keep stealing.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, you say that now, but I bet if you ended up getting yourself like a spam knit hat and something else, you'd be like, you know what? Yeah, fuck it. I'll wear this.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
It'd be that cold day and somebody'd be like, are you wearing a spam hat? And you're like, yeah.
I've never actually eaten spam, but I have smelled it because there was a guy in my dorm college fried up a bunch of spam in the kitchen and everyone hated him for it because the entire hallway smelled like dead meat fried up product of some kind.
Yeah.
And I mean, it looked fine. I would have eaten it if he offered, but I've never had it. I've just smelled it before.
Yeah, like
it smells like burnt meat.
Right, like I like any company that's willing to have a sense of humor about itself. Like, why does spam have soccer balls? Why would anyone who eats spam play soccer? I think that's a very real conversation that needs to happen somewhere.
Yeah,
like. I genuinely think there are no wrong answers when it comes to the spam logo. Like, oh, yeah. That's how just this works.
I like it. I like it.
I think there has to be a lesson to be learned here. This may be my new mantra when it comes to marketing for all things is just, can we do the thing? Yeah. Like, so long as it doesn't cost us a whole lot of money. Yeah, let's put our fucking logo on it.
I'll send you the catalog of stuff that we can put Draw Right Now on, and I can just spend the week and put it on it.
Let's just do all of that. You don't have to send me a catalog. Just okay. Send me the link once it's up. I'm good. Like you can have our other business partner go through and approve all this stuff. I'm fine with it. I'm not going to argue against any of it. It's just going to be a sure.
Yeah, because they got fun stuff like totes and bags and cases and stuff, but they also have like niche stuff like leggings and yoga leggings and like that could be fun actually.
Yeah, I say we get into it and let's just order a bunch of it.
Okay,
just the random excitement of like can I get some like booty gym workout shorts with Draw Right Now across my ass? Like, is that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can design it.
Okay, I'm into it. Follow up, I think we should do the same exact thing for Art Fight's Baron von Sexifel. Because if we don't have Sexifel written across the butt of a pair of sweatpants,
are we even doing?
Bothering?
Yeah, like, exactly. What are we doing? Yeah.
I'm here defending nu metal, but not defending the sweatpants with Sexifel just lovingly rainbowed across the derriere.
Yeah.
Who am I?
And Mikey's kissy face on it, just like.
Yeah, we can do that. It'll be like his kissy face, like on the front thigh, and then just Sexifel written across the back end.
Oh, yeah.
We can all wear them together.
Yeah, that's our road trip gear. Like anytime we go into a new city.
At the very least, Ross and I need to be wearing that when we go to the gym.
Oh my god, we can do the Zubaz pattern with the sexy full shit on it.
Let's do that. Yeah, let's get a cease and desist going. I'm into it.
Those guys
won't return our emails anyway. Let's see if they'll send one that time.
Oh, that's glorious.
Let's do that. Yeah. Anyway, so what am I geeking out about? Spam, apparently.
Yeah,
spam. When did I start geeking out about it? About 4 minutes before we got started. Because that's how my brain works. Just rabbit holing like a mother.
Yeah. Rabbit holes. Rabbit holes are fun.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, I'm gonna close this window to improve my internet connection. I apologize if I've been glitchy for anybody. No,
it's been great. It's usually okay. On my end because I forget to turn off the VPN, which
it keeps telling me poor connection and I'm not really sure what's going on, but we had a transformer blow down the street earlier and the power just dipped out, so who knows?
The Decepticon war is about to start.
They should pick a more crowded city. Like, we're not close enough to Baltimore. I made sure when I moved here.
Nice.
I just don't want to deal with the city water, if I'm honest. Like, that's really all it is. Uh-huh. Just a terrible billing department.
Yeah. Nice. that go Bulmer water.
Yeah. Jeremy Noguchi, what are you geeking out about?
So speaking of rabbit holes and algorithms, somehow I got on the radar for Olympus cameras. They're,
you do know why, right?
Right, because we were talking about it.
Right, yeah. Okay, so to give everyone an idea that they're listening, I purchased an Olympus camera. We talked about it here on the podcast, and then Jamie came over to my home, and we sat in my living room, and I showed him my Olympus camera. And I must have said Olympus maybe 6 times out loud into Jamie's phone.
Yeah.
And then Jamie's phone was like, Jamie, you should buy this thing. Because somehow it knew that. He held it in his hand and he was like, oh, this is kind of nice. This is cool. And I don't know if the iPhone is able to like telepathically connect with your desires, but I feel like it does.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like there have been some things that like I've thought about getting or I've thought about saying, and like ads will pop up and I'm like, how the fuck did you get in my brain?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Like this thing has served me so many guitar ads.
Right.
Many guitar ads. And now it's nothing but like camera shit.
Right. Like, and the thing I can't figure out is it that it understands my brain, or is it that I speak in my sleep and I don't realize it? Like, I think what I need to do is I need to download that Sleep Talk app mm-hmm. and figure out whether or not I'm just mumbling product details out loud.
Yeah.
Like, my iPhone's not actually that intuitive. I'm just a fucking blabbermouth.
Yeah. Yeah. It might be. I feel like the algorithms have broken us all down into math and they've just figured us out.
Yeah, I know. If you ever want to look and see the most depressing thing, look and see how they group you with your Instagram or your Facebook ad settings.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah. It's one of those like, yeah, yeah. And then you go, no. All right, fine.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, I get all the liberal stuff and then I get camera stuff. So anyway. Olympus is apparently launching a new full frame, I think it's a full frame mirrorless camera. So like your camera is, like it's
got Micro Four Thirds.
Yeah. It's a Micro Four Thirds. It's got a crop sensor. And so yep. the big thing last year, Sony, Canon, Nikon all came out with like full framed, mirrorless cameras. New lens mounts, new lenses, all that kind of stuff. Johnny and Brittany went whole hog into Sony. So they bought like all new Sony gear. They got rid of their old camera stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. So Olympus, I got invited to this event at a camera shop somewhere in Virginia, and they're doing a launch event next Wednesday from like 4 to 6:30 somewhere in bumfuck Virginia, like past Dulles. So you go to Dulles and you keep going.
Yeah.
But like I have no intention of purchasing any more camera gear, but I kind of want to go to the event just to see what one of those things is like. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. So I kind of feel like I need a photo Sherpa to kind of guide me through.
Yeah, I think that's got to be. Look, first and foremost, having to go down past Dulles any time of the day and week is a bad idea. Going during the week during rush hour seems like a special kind of hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you're going to snatch Johnny up, because I believe he still lives in the Virginia area.
Yeah, Johnny and Brittany are down there.
And you're going to go make a trek with them and be like, hey, can you explain to me why this is trash versus anything else? That'd be one thing. Yeah. Like if you could film them basically doing the equivalency of a Chevy ad where you're like, yeah, I guess this is okay. I mean,
slap
sure.
in the body and be like,
right.
This
yeah.
piece of shit right here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of like just them with the camera body, just like 10,000 pictures through this thing. Huh? Come on. Before even a tire change. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm trying to convince them, one of them to come with me. I'll pick them up. I'll buy them dinner or whatever. Or like, I think who else does camera stuff? Dan, but he probably won't be able to go.
No, you're not going to be able to get Dan down there. And if I'm honest, no offense, I'm not sure if he actually knows any more than we do. I think he just commits harder into the tech.
Yeah.
Like, he just bothered to buy the fancy flash and like the backdrop and everything.
Yeah.
Where he just gets lucky, where he's just like, I'm just going to throw enough of this technology together. It's bound to work all right.
Yeah, but I think it would be fun just to watch them, like, talk all this high level stuff about, like, why this camera, like, all the reps coming down and talking, like, this is why this is good. There's going to be like a video presentation. You're going to get a hands on with the camera. There's going to be food. So it's going to be catered, which is the other reason I kind of want to go. But yeah, I don't know. It's a peek into a different world. Like, we've been to comic cons. We've been to anime cons. We haven't been to NAMM yet, which is going on this past weekend. Last weekend was NAMM, the National Something Music Retailer. It's the big music thing where they debut
stuff.
So it'd be neat to peek into like another industry and see how they try to hook their fish.
Okay, so I get your morbid curiosity. I get the idea of free chow, though I will remind you that we've both been to camera stores. None of them are really all that impressive. Very niche kind of retailer.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure what sort of spread they're going to have.
I'm not picky.
Now, if Olympus is covering it, yeah, all right, we might be all right. But yeah, you're getting into a weird thing. The only other thing that I would highly suggest is, as a man who came not from necessarily the comics world, not necessarily from nerddom, and my first experience with conventions was with Super Art Fight, so I never bothered to go to a con just as a fan.
Oh, yeah.
That gives me a unique perspective. Now, bear in mind, I understand I am the epitome of old man yells at cloud, so I get that I might not be the best perspective on this, but anyone who is willing to take the trip like you are, who does not just have a morbid curiosity but a genuine goal, is not someone you want to hang out with. Like, and I think that's true of pretty much anything. Like, you get a little too into anything and you start to get weird. Like, and I'm not even worried about like there being side effects of like you get too into the car world and you end up getting this kind of weird mix of like kind of redneck shit that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
Or you get super duper European and they get real picky about a lot of shit. Like there's a lot of like extremes that happen the second you add an engine and some gasoline.
Oh, we should totally go to the car show when it comes around.
Oh, you and I are going to take our cameras down and we are going to head down to a thing called H2OI.
Okay.
Down in Ocean City. Ridiculous slammed car culture. Like, I'll have to explain the whole thing to you. That's a whole nother conversation. We may grab Olivia Oblivia's husband, Adam. He's super into weird niche cars and we'll take a field trip. But okay. That's aside. So what I'm getting at, though, is anyone who is that into cameras, I don't know if you want to spend time with. It's like, I like Johnny, but I also don't get a ton of experience with Johnny. So I don't know what he's like on a Thursday when he's had a shit day. I always get him like, yeah, man, you know, things are good. Everything's cool. I'm just glad to be part of the experience. Like, I get super fucking stoked, Johnny, just every time I see him. And like, if he's always that way, he is the only person I know who's always that way. And that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But I find it really hard to believe that everyone is that way all the time. And you add Virginia traffic, rush hour, maybe semi-shitty food, along with really niche camera guys, and you have a perfect storm for way, way super douchebaggery, especially if you get immediately pegged as a fucking noob.
Oh, God. Like, I love that, though. Like, one of my favorite things is watching people who have passion about a thing that I don't understand. Like, I love people getting into the weeds of stuff, because when I first started getting into climbing, I went down that rabbit hole. Like, I learned all the terminology. I started watching all the YouTube videos. I like started, you know, learning more about like the difference between tread and top roping and sport climbing and all that kind of stuff. And then you see these people in the gym and it's just like that guy is a cool person. That person knows exactly what they're talking about and is not going to talk down to you. That person is an asshole and has no idea what they're talking about.
Right.
And I love witnessing that in the wild.
See, and I'm the exact opposite because I immediately feel like the other guy is the guy I have to avoid and will ultimately be the guy that I cannot avoid. For whatever reason, he feels either compelled to lend his knowledge to me or he feels compelled to try and correct my behavior in some way, shape, or form. And whether he's actually being helpful or not, the rebellious teenager in my head immediately postures with, "Who the fuck are you? Get away from me."
Yeah.
"And have you done the math? I don't care that you can belay who the fuck ever. We're not holding a rope. We're on flat ground, friend, and you may actually be too close to the car." Mind, that's really how this works.
And that's kind of why I want Johnny or Brittany there, because they could point out the people who are like that. Like, they could point out the douchebags who know too much.
I don't think you're going to need them to point them out, Jamie. I think they're going to be spotted real far away, because it'll be a little too cash, or somebody will come in looking like a fucking Liefeld character, and it'll just be fucking pouches just everywhere. Just kit on kit on kit.
Oh, my God. Now I have to go. Now I have to see camera cable.
Yeah. You have to see camera cable. That's really what it is.
Yeah, I gotta see camera cable. And then I need to take shitty photos of him on my dumbass iPhone.
Yeah, you do. I need camera cable. I need Shutterstar. I need all of the fucking Rob Liefeld. Way too proud of that. I don't even care.
Oh man. Instead of boom boom, it's flash.
Yes, I'm all about all of the Liefeld knockoffs.
Oh my God, I need to go.
Jimmy will be slowly sketching alternative Rob Liefeld drawings of just nothing but cameras. Yeah, it'll be you with like doing cable, but it's just lenses on lenses on lenses.
Fucking like eight lenses on an arm that pops up.
On an arm, yeah. Him looking through a scope with a gigantic lens on it. Like, I don't know how the fuck that works, but all right.
Just like a giant lens hood on someone's head, just walking around.
Him just all shoulders and lats, just fucking stare barrel down, and it's like gigantic camera lens and like hummingbird, like a quarter inch from the actual lens itself.
Yeah.
Time to get the shot. Like, what? No.
This shutter is so fast it takes pictures from the future.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
God damn it.
I have to go. I have to go to this stupid thing now. God damn it. It's weird because, like, If it's a new comic book shop, or if it's a comic show, or if it's a like a book show, I'll go. Like, I'll be nervous as fuck, but I'll go. I went to like ALA, which is the American Library Association conference, where they get all the librarians together and they talk about books, and all the major publishers show off their wares, and you know, librarians go and see what they're going to purchase for the next year. So I did that show. I didn't know anyone down there. I didn't know who I was going to be meeting with. It was the first time I used Airbnb, and I was like, fuck it. I know comics. It's like a smart comic book shop or comic book show. So like, I should have been more nervous than I was, but it's something I know. Going to this stupid event, I'm like, I need somebody to show me the ropes, cause I have no idea what I'm doing. It's just, I don't know. It's weird.
I've never tabled anywhere. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess I shouldn't be bashful, but now I kind of need to go, because I kind of need to see like the young blood, but camera gear.
No, I get it. And I think this is a good idea. And I think you should document the entire thing. And if you could just get Johnny just being casually catty to other people, like, I want to see him, like, he gets so in his element, he just basically turns into like that grizzled veteran.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fucking amazing. Yeah, I wonder if they would let us film.
I gotta be honest with you, I think if you came in there with anything that wasn't an Olympus camera, they'd probably tell you to get the fuck out.
Yeah. Well, I could just be like this the entire time.
I would be willing to bet that there is actually a very sign there that's like, no filming, no kidding. Further.
Yeah. That would be amazing. Yeah. Well, I'll see if I can convince them to come with me, or if I just bite the bullet and do it myself like a big person.
Nah, that's, I gotta be honest with you, that's no fun without an audience. You need a posse to go down there with.
Yeah.
Because if it's a total shit show, you need to be able to rag on it, and you need someone you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And me and Johnny do that.
That could go one of two ways. Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You need someone you have chemistry with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look forward to this field trip.
It's gonna be great.
If we could sub in and get together, like you and whoever go on a field trip, we'll dub in. You and I will record some kazoo version of the Magic School Bus theme, so this way you don't get a cease and desist.
Yeah. Oh man.
I'm all about it.
Nice.
I'm all about it.
I'm now more excited than I was before.
I love that I tried to talk you out of it and ended up talking you super into it. I'm like an inadvertent enabler. I try and come up with more bad ideas, and immediately everyone's like, no, that's actually kind of fucking cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what this podcast is about. We're enablers. We're chronic enablers. See, that's the thing. Like, if anyone wants to not do something, don't hang out with me, because I will just say, you should just fucking do the thing.
Yeah, and the amount of disappointment on his face when you don't actually do the thing. How is that bass guitar going, by the way?
It's good. Yeah. It's not in your house, but it's good.
I'm working on getting drums, goddammit, all right? Like, we're this close.
Nice, nice. Yeah, all right. So we actually have a topic that could be another rabbit hole that we have both experienced, depending on whether or not it's any good. So a couple of games have dropped recently. Kingdom Hearts just came out. Everyone's losing their shit about Kingdom Hearts. Over the weekend, there was the Anthem beta, like the closed beta for people. And Anthem is kind of a game that you and me and Dan have our eyes on, kind of.
Yeah.
Mostly because the three of us would play Destiny when Destiny first came out. It was a game that we all got into. My brother would hop in and stuff, but like all three of us, all four of us, we would, you know, spend a bunch of hours late at night shooting things, blowing things up. We had a pretty good time. So I guess my question is, what would it take for you to get into a game like Anthem, like Destiny, that would, you know, force you to go down that rabbit hole, spend those hours again, instead of, you know, podcasting, we would like cut the feed off and then go directly and play video games. Like what was it about Destiny that hooked you? And what do you think Anthem could do to kind of hook you once again?
So first and foremost would be a really solid solo mode.
Okay.
For like right out of the gate, it's what lost me about Overwatch.
Yeah. Overwatch was another game that people tried to get us into.
I got into it for a while, but my biggest issue is that, and this is going to sound kind of douchey, and I'm sure someone's going to like slowly pick apart my personality for this one, but I have trouble relying on other people for play dates, for the lack of a better way to put it.
Yeah.
And it drives me nuts when I want to game and no one else is interested, and then I have to start talking other people into playing things. Mm-hmm. That's a fucking annoyance. I also have an issue, like, that's the first one, a robust solo mode.
Yeah.
It's what It's what pulled me apart out of every single what the fuck is it? Not Metal Gear. Yes, thank you. Where they had really great solo modes, but they were super fucking short.
Yeah.
Like 6 hours of gameplay tops.
Well, now so, like, they don't even bother with it. There's no campaign right. in the newest ones.
Right. So like, no thank you. I don't like dealing with other people that way. It's what pulls me out of a lot of racing games now too.
Oh, really?
Because a lot of the racing games are starting to do that.
Oh.
It just is what it is. Yeah. It's why it took me so like I honestly went out and bought an Xbox because all of the racing games on PlayStation were all group based, and it was like, no, I don't have a lot of friends who are into this. What am I supposed to do as an outside consumer?
Right.
So. That's the first one, a strong solo mode. Secondly, I am sick and fucking tired of microtransactions.
I am
going to lead the fucking charge on this. I'm sure I am not actually leading shit. I know this makes me an old for having this feeling, and I do believe that people deserve to be paid for their effort, but here's my thing. The game is $60 to start with. I should not have to pay an additional X number of dollars for every fucking thing. This is not a goddamn iPhone game.
Yeah.
It's not. I paid a lot of money for this game. If it's not enough to cover the salaries of the employees, then I want a solid press release that says, look, Anthem starts at $75, and here's why. It costs us this much to do the thing, and we know the games are going up in price, and we'd rather have you pay the money up front than break your bank with microtransactions. We're going to do updates, and we're going to charge you for the updates, but they're voluntary. There'll be expansion packs to the regular part of the game.
That's the interesting thing. Like the game prices have not really risen in the past couple of years. It's been $60 for a while.
Yeah, but I thought I remember seeing a whole thing where, like, by comparison, games should not actually be $60 right now. They should be way cheaper.
Oh, interesting. Huh.
Like, and if I'm wrong about this, I'm wrong about this. But the whole point is that the whole – a new goddamn Xbox is, what, $300?
Yeah.
I'm going to pay almost one-third of the price of my entire system for a game every time, and then have to pay microtransaction after microtransaction? Fuck off with your shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at a certain point, your cost of everything is competing with Hulu and Netflix and all this other stuff. For as much as I fucking hate Fortnite for all their bullshit, and I get why a lot of companies are really fucking angry at them, there was a whole press release thing where the CEO of Netflix said in his open meeting, he's not worried about Hulu. He's not worried about YouTube. He's worried about fighting Fortnite.
Yeah.
He's trying to figure out how to beat something that is actually cheaper than him.
Oh, yeah, because it's free, so, and you just buy skins, right?
So
that's the way it works.
I think Fortnite might be a little more microtransaction-y than that. But, like, either make Anthem $10 and then make the microtransactions happen, and I know what I'm getting into.
Okay.
Or charge me up front. Charge me even more than that up front. Tell me what's going on, and let's all have an adult conversation about this.
Right.
But I need them to acknowledge at this point that the average video game user for something like Anthem is closer to 30 than they are to 13.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know anyone who just has the ability to just plug in their credit card number and play these video games without any sort of consequence.
Right.
Like, I don't have kids. I purposely live a life where I have a bit more disposable income because I like living that way. You know what I mean? Like, I purposely bought a cheaper house than what I could have afforded so that I knew I have a little more liquid cash to be able to go out and play.
Yeah.
I am a man-child that way. I get that. And hear me, a man-child who will be 35 in the beginning of March, heading right out of the tail end of your demo saying, you have priced me out of your goddamn game.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. Like, make it as pretty as you want. Make it look almost like a dead end copy of fucking Destiny where you knock off fucking everything, fine. But what is it? EA makes makes Anthem, right? Yeah.
Yeah. EA, I think BioWare is the company, but EA is the one that owns BioWare, I think.
EA has such a, like, I hate to say it this way, EA needs to be smart enough to change their company name or something like that, because I know EA sucks.
Oh, yeah. Their name is mud at this point.
Right. If I know that you're trash, you're going to have to give me something. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it that way, but like I'm done tiptoeing around that shit. I don't feel as though I owe big companies anything. I pay for all my content. I'm not fucking like 19 anymore. I don't use LimeWire or Napster or Torrents or anything else like that. I pay for my content.
Yeah.
I buy my movies. I pay my subscription services for music. I am a grown adult where I have multiple services. Like, I'm fine with paying for content. I currently subscribe to the WWE Network, Amazon Prime, Netflix, Hulu, Apple Music. I then also buy movies on Apple and then also buy video games. I am totally fine with paying for content. I'm happy to support artists and creators and everything else like that. I'm happy to do it. Stop making me feel like I'm getting kind of fucked. Mm-hmm. Because at a certain point, I'm going to just stop playing. I'm just going to go, you know what? I don't need this. Like, I'm literally playing the game, for lack of a better way to put it, of I can get a game on my phone, play it while I'm on the toilet when I'm like not interested in anything else, and then go back to like repainting my office and get other shit accomplished. I don't need to blow 7 hours and $200 on a game.
Do you like the way that Blizzard structured their microtransactions, where it was just for skins and you could buy them up front if you wanted, or if you grinded out the hours, you could actually get enough in-game currency to buy them, or like open up a crate and get them stuff?
I like the grind factor personally, uh-huh. But I go back to the statement again of I think the game that got it right was Borderlands. Mm-hmm. Where they stopped playing around with it, they stopped doing the variances or whatever it is, and the way that the game was designed, there were so many different guns that you could potentially get. You could trade them off with your friends, what have you, and they stopped playing around with this microtransaction thing. They made a quality product that had a lot of cool stuff, that had a lot of niche following, that every time a new one comes out, the people who are fans of it will immediately pay the money. I don't need to, like, it's almost like a Marvel movie. I don't need a trailer. I don't need the teaser. I don't need you to set up some sort of big display somewhere. Here's what I need: a poster, a name, an actor I recognize, and a release date. That's it. You give me those things, I'll do the math.
Yeah.
Like, I was interested in Black Panther before I saw a goddamn thing.
Me too.
I was less interested in Doctor Strange. Why? I don't give a fuck about Doctor Strange.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't go see Ant-Man in the theater. Watched it afterward. There were plenty of trailers. Don't fucking care. Still haven't watched Ant-Man and the Wasp. Like,
me is neither. It their fault? Jesus.
Right. But, like, I'm not necessarily interested in that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need quippy. I've got Spider-Man for that. I don't need this, like, fucking GoBots level Spider-Man. I don't.
GoBots so, like, Spider-Man.
I'm sorry. I just like
he's just, fucking leader one, fucking psycho right, yeah. Spider-Man.
He really is. And don't get me wrong. I watched the first Ant-Man. It was super fucking entertaining. And I'll genuinely watch Michael Peña tell stories of everyone's perspective for fucking ever. Like, yeah. It was adorable. And I know that he's involved in the next one. And I still haven't fucking watched it.
I haven't because either. I usually watch all of them shits.
Right, but like I'm able to make the determination of what I'm interested in like that. It is going to be a very difficult thing to sell me on something. Yeah. At that point, you're selling me on the type of thing. I know I want a car. Cool. Everyone who goes to buy a car has an idea of what kind of car they want. No one walks in to a dealership aimlessly just shouting, I desire transportation. And I'm not sure what I'm looking for. I seek assistance from someone wiser than I.
A burning and desire someone, for transportation. Right,
yeah, like Hearts on Fire starts playing as this person just runs me around through fucking catalogs. And they're like, are you looking for city transport? And I fucking wipe the desk clean of pamphlets. And I'm like, larger, more powerful.
How dare like, you, sir?
Right, yeah, like, and they're like, a pickup truck? Nonsense, I don't have anything to haul. I don't own a boat. Throw the pamphlet across. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
You show up, you have an idea what you're looking for. You have an idea of what's there. You go in. I don't care how much or how little you know about cars. You definitely have an idea of, at the very least, what kind of car you're looking for, what, how much you want to spend, and then how, you know, what color you're looking for. The most vague of us at least go, yeah, I'm looking for kind of a cool hatchback under $25,000 that's blue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
and you'll type in, like, you'll be able to go onto cars.com and go, price maximum, color, you know, like, uh-huh, body style, and be able to go, oh, okay, this is an option, this is an option, this is an option, this is an option. Like, no one goes into that thought process. So, like, we do the same thing with movies. I know I'm not a fan of horror movies. There's going to have to be a very real sell for me to be into a horror movie. Yeah. In most cases, I'll see the new Halloween came out, and I'm like, yeah, that was probably pretty decent. I'm still not going to watch it, but it was probably pretty decent.
Yeah. So you don't necessarily give a shit about, because we haven't talked about gameplay at all. Like the trappings around the game, like the microtransactions, like the fact that you can play by yourself, like. We haven't even gotten into like mechanics and like, oh, can you shoot this way or can you
call cool guns? Who the fuck cares about that? Because here's the reality of it.
Yeah.
Everyone has different desires for that sort of thing. My personal desire about how I like to play a video game is fucking moot. Like, it really is. Because right. I think the whole thing of the podcast, of the conversation, is where are the choke points for most people?
Mm-hmm.
Does it look cool, like something that I'm interested in? Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Anthem totally looks cool, and it looks like something I'm totally into. Is it too goddamn expensive? Well, that's going to be my next question. How's the pricing structure done out? Right. Is it flat fee? Is it flat fee in the microtransaction? And I immediately make the decision before I buy the thing. If I'm going to find out that they're going to nickel and dime me, I'm out. I'm not interested, not going to get in love with it. Like, I'm not even going to – I don't even want to flirt with a girl to find out that I'm into her. I need to just look at that and go, it's a unicorn. We don't fuck unicorns. Unicorns are fictional.
Yeah.
They're not real. I can chase after it all I want, but it'll just end up running me dry, and there's no good that comes of that.
Right. So if we found like a baking game that had a decent first person or a decent single player campaign, no microtransactions, and it was a lot of fun, and let us all play together. Like, what if, like, if we all got together and we made the ultimate bakery and like baked all this kind of stuff, but you could still play on your own. Like, and it was fun. You would play that, right? If it was like on a Switch or on like PS4 or whatever system would cater.
Yeah.
So we just have to find a game.
They're out there. The problem is that they're not new.
Right.
That's really what it gets down to. Like, genuinely, I think if me, you, and Dan sat down and we started playing the most recent Borderlands that's there, we can all pick relatively specific gameplay types based on what we're looking for.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? The goofball, the tank, the lightweight person, the finesse person, whatever it is, they've got a bunch of different versions of those characters, right? They all have their own skill set tree that you can design based off of what sort of play that you like. So each person has its own also set of skill set trees, so you can even get more specialized that way.
Uh-huh.
You can customize the body types, and then there are like an almost infinite amount of guns that you can also trade between other players in your own bank vaults.
That's really cool.
Right. And you pay for the game once. When there's an expansion pack, you buy the expansion pack, and then they're done nickeling and diming you for shit.
Have they come out with a new one?
To my understanding, they are working on a new one, and okay. This is the problem with them, is they're much like the people who just made Kingdom Hearts, where
it took 13 years.
I hear about the game happening, right? Like, I hear about the game happening, but until it happens, it doesn't really happen. This was the same thing with Gran Turismo,
okay?
Where, like, I heard about the new Gran Turismo for years. I pre-ordered it 4 different times, and eventually, I gave up. Because they finally picked a release date and everybody was like, it's real fucking bad. And I took my money back from Amazon. I'm like, and mind you, Jamie, I was going to pre-buy the $100 special edition.
Ooh.
And immediately was like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, bear that in mind there. Now, I took that money and I put it into a Switch. And I honestly, like... I'm not super impressed with the Switch, and I don't know if it's my gameplay or whatever it is. Like, I bought Breath of the Wild. It's pretty cool. I didn't enjoy it necessarily enough to really dig into. Cool. I bought the new Smash Brothers. It hasn't grabbed me enough to really bother with it. I play Mario Kart. I really enjoy Mario Kart. It's a cool casual thing, but it doesn't draw me in. I bought the new Mario Brothers thinking that, like, oh, it'll be a cool casual thing. I'll pick up or whatever it is. I picked it up twice. I haven't played it since.
Wow, dog.
Right, but like each one of those games, I'm paying the Nintendo tax, very similar to the Apple tax. The games cost what they cost. They barely ever go on sale. At least I know that I'm not getting ripped off and I'm not like missing a sale somewhere. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'll pay it up front. But like at least I know I'm not going to get microtransactioned into the fucking ground.
That's true. I mean, that's the nice thing about Nintendo games. You buy the game, you get the game.
Right, but they lack a lot of that social function that I get with the Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the secret with Destiny. The first one is it hit all those sweet spots. And we got into the second one and we all started to get a little worried about what was going on. And I don't know what it was. Like,
me neither.
It almost makes you wonder if we saw that it was Destiny 2 and we all had an unrealistic expectation of what was going on. And I swear to God, the thing that turned a lot of people off was the fact that you had to spend the first, like, I don't know, 7 or 8 hours of gameplay just walking around like fucking metal ass Frodo, where everyone got pissed off about it.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I get the idea that they blew up everything, but did they actually blow up every motorcycle? Or is it just they happen to blow up mine and I'm being punished for something I didn't do wrong?
That's true. Like, running around Mars was not enjoyable.
No, it fucking sucked. Like, I don't know who decided that, like, hey, we know you played the last – like, okay, fine. How about this? How about if they pick up a game save from Destiny 1, you got a motorcycle right out of the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I paid your $60. You paid your expansion. Whatever it is, you got your fucking motorcycle day one.
That's
noobs. Noobs get to walk around, learn the mechanics, do all that shit. I still think the learning curve could have been half of the time it really was.
Yeah.
But, like, I get the idea. But, like, fuck it. This is the second one. Like, this isn't fucking – it doesn't – not everything has to be a goddamn Batman movie. I don't need you to tell me about Bruce's dead-ass parents every time we fucking show up. Like, every time there's a new Batman, somebody's like – so his parents, you're like, I fucking get it. Like, at this point now, I want them to fucking flip the script and let's kill Bruce and let's just fucking follow Thomas around.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
tired of dead-ass parents. I don't need his billionaire ass walking around fucking kicking rose petals all over the place. Like, I don't need an origin story. Let's pick up right in the fucking middle. Like, everyone knows who the fuck Batman is.
Yeah, like Homecoming, Spider-Man Homecoming. No origin. He's Spider-Man.
Right, right. He's Spider-Man. I don't need the fucking build-up.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't. I have had, for superhero movies, I have literally had the better part of 30 years of foreplay. I'm good. Like, let's get to fucking. I want to fuck. Like, that's the idea. I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, right out of the gate, let's start thwipping. Just all goddamn day. Yeah.
That's why Black Panther worked. They didn't bother with an origin. They just jumped right,
I don't,
in.
I don't fucking... Well, no, you got an origin story very quickly in another movie that felt super fucking natural.
Yeah.
And then we Tarantino our way back through the plot that then gave an origin story. It felt fucking natural.
Yeah.
But even then, I don't, like, I'm not mad at Black Panther in any way, shape, or form for having an origin story, because most people, especially fucking white people, don't know fucking Black Panther's origin story. But please tell me there's not a goddamn Boy Scout MAGA hat wearing motherfucker that doesn't know the fucking history of Superman. Do we really need to watch his fucking redneck ass crash into the middle of a cornfield again?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm good. Yeah. So let's get back to video games here, because I'm fucking going off on a tangent. I don't need to be fucking microtransaction to death.
Right.
Like, I miss a game that I can pick up, I can put hours into, I can enjoy, and I can play with my friends. Will I ever get all of those things? I don't fucking know. I'm really convinced now that, like, everything is fucking predatory, and they're interested in just selling ad revenue and everything. And just, like, the years of the video games that you and I really want to, or at least especially me,
uh-huh,
are gone.
Would you ever play something like a Diablo, where it's like a dungeon crawly thing, and you get to, it's more on the D&D side, where you get to play like a barbarian or a magic user, or like, you know, wizard or necromancer or whatever.
Probably not.
Okay.
I had a chance to play Elder Scrolls Oblivion when it came out.
Yeah, that was my other question. Cause like, you know, I think the fantasy side has those types of games.
They do, but I feel like they're just as much and or worse of a slog. Because fantasy fans are used to some Frodo-ass shit. Like, this goes back to, I am the perfect crossroads of, I don't want to be microtransaction, but at the same time, I don't want to have this shit drag on forever.
Yeah, like, okay.
I'm cool with grinding, but to a point.
Yeah.
Like, I want both. And I think that might be the thing that I haven't seen anyone do just yet. I want to have the option of being a cheap fuck. Like, either my time is worth nothing and I'll grind like a motherfucker, or I make enough money that I decide my time's worth something and I can actually buy things.
Uh-huh.
Like, give me that option.
It sounds like they need to make a new Borderlands fucking soon.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, or we just play the old one. Yeah. Like, I think that, you know what, Jamie? I'm going to out and out say it. If for some reason Anthem sucks, because you've decided to volunteer and take the bullet for this one.
I'm going to take that one.
If it sucks, if it's a bad idea, and the two of you agree to it, I will buy a copy for you and Dan of the Borderlands Handsome Jack Pack that includes, I believe, two games.
Oh, cool.
I will go out of pocket for both of you.
That sounds like a deal.
If you're down for playing it, and then we completely forget about any of this other shit, and we bury ourselves in fucking playing a game that at least I know is good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a sucker for mech suits, so.
I get that. Yeah. I totally get that. And I am too. Like, the idea of hopping in the robot, like, the first thought that I had was, boy, I hope that big ass, like, Titan looking clunky ass robot doesn't suck, because that's my jam.
Yeah, oh man. And I want to color it the worst colors, like, just the most ugly ass colors. And I want to come back and I want to keep customizing them and just making it look like the worst thing.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I think what I really need, I need a game like that. That also hits that weird Need for Speed Underground level love that I used to have, where you got to make your own custom graphics on the side of the thing.
Oh, yes.
And I'd be good. You know what? Actually, fuck it. That's the way to pay for it. Sponsorship. In-game graphics. Racing games have been doing it for years. In-game graphics. A blue mech suit. Yellow piping, spam logo across the chest.
Girl, I'm there.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, there. I'm there.
I get access to all of the special spam gear The longer I play in the spam suit, the more spam related stuff I get. I'm allowed to get the real badass gun, but it has to have like Sir Canalot on the side of it. So this way I actually know what's going on.
You and all of your gear has like just terrible cans of spam like shapes on it. You get spam bandolier.
Yeah. Like we get like the insurance company Aflac to do it or something like that, and I get a special helmet has like the duck bill and the wings on the back, so I look like a weird like Howard the Duck level Thor. Like I'm into all of it. Fuck it. Let's just start incorporating. Everything's gonna be owned by corporations anyway, so fuck it. Let's just dig into it right now. I let big companies start paying for this stuff. And hell, I'd even be willing to do like a QR code box top sort of thing for the more Cheetos and Mountain Dew that I end up eating, the more QR codes I scan, the more shit I get. Like
you get like Cheeto figures on your robot. That would be amazing.
You actually get, you scan like, I don't know, 500 packs of Cheetos or something like that, and you get a special like Chester Cheetah skin where like fuck it, like, because why not stop pretending here that we like, why do I, a consumer, have to pay every little fucking thing? Let you corporate fucks dig all this stuff out. You make so much more than we do about this stuff. Start trading some money back and forth and let's start doing it. Like, I'm good. Fucking put billboards up there. Have the showdown between all the guys happen in like Starbucks Stadium or something like that. Like, I don't care about the sponsorship.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, I like that idea because it's microtransactions, but it's a different take on it, and you feel like you're actually getting something because you're not just dumping money into the game. You're buying a bag of Cheetos. And you're eating the Cheetos, and Cheetos are glorious. And if that gets you like Cheeto fingers in the game, that is glorious.
They used to do this. They still do this all the time with like Red Bull cans and like Pop Top codes and sorts of stuff like that with Mountain Dew or whatever. Like, fine, let's do that. And if you guys want to get like some sort of weird, hey, we feel bad about the environment, fucking like partner up with Cliff Bar or something like that. Like, get some granola shit going on. I don't care. Like, I'll rock a Nature's Bounty fucking mech suit that's like all granolaed out or something like that. Like, I'm good. I'm good. Fuck it. I don't care. If it lets me play the game, but I have to have the corporate sponsorship, fine. Let that be an alternative.
Oh my god, I would whore out my mech in Coca-Cola.
Right.
I would just be a red running around little Red Riding Hood target with just Coca-Cola all the things.
Right. And there are enough Coca-Cola fans, they'd do that shit for free.
Dude, I think this is the way to go.
Like,
I think this is the way to go.
At the very least, can we use this to offset some of the microtransaction shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we turn this corporate sponsorships from take $15 off of the microtransactions for everybody or something? Uh-huh. Like, can we start passing the savings along to the consumer that way? I get the idea that EA wants to pull every dime out of this thing they can. I get it. Fine. But can we first start with getting a sponsorship to lower the cost of everything else, so this way we stop playing around with this stuff? Professional soccer has been doing it for years overseas. Let's start getting it together now. We're fine with sponsorships for video game tournaments, but we don't have sponsorships inside video games.
Yeah, I'm into it. I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, let's NASCAR these things.
Yeah, like, fuck 'em. If I had a sparrow that was like a Red Bull sparrow, with Red Bull on it, not just like the color.
Yeah.
Because I think they did have some, I think Destiny had a couple of promotions like that where you could pop the tops and you get codes for stuff in game. But it wasn't as blatant as what we're talking about.
Right. And I'm cool with just blatant.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good with the idea of just a blatant thing of like, hey, in the future, we're like resources are finite, and there are companies who are still making things, and those companies sell products. So way off in the future, we decided that Coca-Cola is the only distributor of beverages, period, and you want to support the beverage company, cool, you've got a Coca-Cola style you know, titan, and anytime somebody wants to talk a bunch of shit, cool, they can go hunting after the Coca-Cola one, because Pepsi just, you know, they decided they're a rogue Pepsi legion, and they've got all of their titans non-branded, but they're all rocking blue and silver titans.
I would shoot like, the shit out of them.
Right. Fuck it. Let's start a goddamn beverage war.
The cola wars. Bloods and Crips.
Yes. Yeah. The cola wars. That's it. Like, fuck it.
Yeah. I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Fuck it. Why not? Like, let's get a deal together where, you know what? That's the other thing where fucking Destiny lost me, by the way. That goddamn adding shit and then taking shit away. The faction thing. Oh, yeah. Thing.
I wanted to pledge, like, Future War Cult. Like, I wanted to rep Future War Cult hard, and I can't now.
Right.
I can't.
What the fuck is going on with that shit?
I don't know.
Like, don't offer something and then take something away. I'm going to get pissed off and I'm going to stop playing for it. But yeah. More importantly, let's go and get the beverage wars going, and let's have more than just three factions. Let's get Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew, and, like, I don't know, some sort of rogue-ass RC Cola or something like that. And let's get, like, five or six factions together and let them start fighting out. Like, do you remember when that goddamn Pokemon game came out and everybody was, like, repping their colors and they were fucking – like, yeah, there were goddamn near fist fights of Pokemon fights and goddamn public areas. You're telling me that a bunch of nerds on Destiny won't be repping a soda company hard as fuck?
Fucking LaCroix clan?
Yeah.
All the pastel colors and shit.
Yeah, all that fucking, like, I waved a grapefruit near a seltzer water sort of flavors. Yeah fuck it.
I kind of want that now.
Why not?
Get rid of the Eververse and get real sponsorships. Get real ass sponsorships.
I'm fine with an Eververse. How about the more you play, the more you rep your thing, legit Eververse coins you get?
Yeah.
You get two different funds. You get LaCroix money, and then you get Eververse money based off of playing. If you play and you're in a top rank, like, you end up doing a, I don't know, some sort of PvP or something like that, and you end up wrecking everybody, and you're in first place, you get 5 Eververse coins.
Yeah.
Nothing huge.
They actually do have that now. You can do Eververse bounties, and you do get right. you get silver or whatever the hell.
But I'm talking about not having to put up bounties or anything else like that. Just you wrap your brand like a sponsor. You become essentially a fucking NASCAR driver with a handgun, and you just go out and you do well, and you get paid for doing well. And the more well you do, the more you get paid.
God, it would be so good having, like, your fucking spam on your pauldrons as a titan.
Yeah, we only rep different shades of blue and yellow, and that's how we fucking roll. There's like one of the chest plates is just the state of Minnesota just on your chest, like fuck it.
Your helmet is just a can.
it's actually a spam can with just like a fucking antenna and an eye patch like thing off of it, like. I don't even eat that shit, and I would fucking have that I would pledge. Like Future Spam Cult in a fucking second.
They might as well do it.
Why not?
Because all of these companies would want a piece of that shit. And the first
why wouldn't you?
And the first game that does it is gonna do gangbusters. They're just gonna be funded out the ass.
Why wouldn't Overwatch do it? They have a league. They have a robot. Bastion could just be a gigantic spam can. He's practically there now. You could do Bastion just made of fucking spam cans.
Oh my god. That would be amazing. You know, the only skin I ever wanted in Overwatch was Genji, the Super Sentai one, and I bought it and I spent money and they got my money and I haven't played Overwatch since. But every time I play it, I play as Super Sentai Genji because it's awesome.
Right, but like that's what I'm saying. I think that needs to be the next step. Look, if Anthem's good, awesome.
Okay.
But I want to stop playing around with the idea that like I have to go out of pocket for every little thing.
Yeah.
Let's stop pretending that we don't live in the real world where sponsorships are real and where money matters and where all this stuff happens. If I want to rep spam, but at the same time I decide that I want to buy tokens for things just like I can in Destiny right now, cool. Mm-hmm. Make that the procedure outright, mm-hmm. but don't keep me from being able to play something because I haven't paid the money.
Yeah.
I don't want to be microtransactioned to death.
I just had a terrible thought. The bad thing about this is then we're going to have like political campaigns wanting to get in on the action.
Fine.
We'll have so-and-so in 2020 running around and shooting.
If you think for a second that there aren't already PlayStation handles that have fucking political backings to them, you are out of your mind.
Yeah, yeah.
You and I both know those people exist out there. Ugh. And you and I both know when we see them, we will shoot them in the face and then teabag them because we are old school Halo players and that's what we do.
Yeah. Well, Anthem, the only thing – Anthem doesn't have PvP, so we won't be able to shoot the mans. But we will be able to shoot the giant monsters.
Give them 6 months and they'll have a PvP mode.
Yeah. And I'm not good at it, but I will enjoy it.
If they think that they can survive without a PvP mode in the microtransaction world, they're out of their minds and ask them how No Man's Sky is doing. Seriously.
Yeah,
I remember that game was supposed to set the world on fire, and it fucking didn't.
Yeah. Aren't they talking about a second one?
Sure, probably.
Or is that?
They supposedly fixed everything for the first one, but nobody bothered to go back.
Yeah.
We're fickle-ass people when it comes to video games.
Yeah. I think they're talking about that for the Division 2.
Don't know.
Yeah.
But look, all I'm saying is that there has to be a better way. And I think they need to take a step back and figure out, like, if you can't make video games the way that we used to have them, I'd say even 5 or 6 years ago for a profit, I need you to tell me why, and I need you to not be afraid to tell me why.
Yeah. Fanta Clan would be amazing. Fanta, yeah. Fanta, do you wanna? Oh,
you could do the Fanta dance.
And your horn on your sparrow is the theme song for the commercial, and it plays over and over and over and over again.
I'd be fucking wrecked. Could you imagine the holiday special armors for Coca-Cola where it's nothing but polar bear gear?
Oh, fuck. Your emote, you turn into like a polar bear and you pop a Coke and you drink. Oh.
Right, yeah. Literally, you get the outline of a Coke and just pop and then slowly just like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do the old Mean Joe Green sort of thing where like you take off a fake jersey and you throw it at a kid.
And it's an interactive emote. You throw it at somebody. Oh shit.
Yeah, there's years of actual marketing to go into this. How these companies aren't looking at this sort of thing and going, "Yeah, fuck it. I'm into it. Let's do the thing."
Oh, the Pepsi one, you get the Britney Spears dance, you get the Michael Jackson moonwalk, lighting his hair on fire and stuff.
Yeah, fucking everything. You suddenly turn into Ray Charles or something like that for the Diet Pepsi sort of thing. Like you hit the emote, a digital piano pops up, you hop down, and all of a sudden you're fucking putting your head back and forth. Yeah, like there are years of it. You can even spoof yourself where you pop a Pepsi and then you start to walk toward a like digital outline police barricade sort of thing. Like spoof the bad shit.
Oh my god, you do that in the raid. You pop the can and you walk up to the raid boss and stuff. And he smashes you.
Yeah, like why the fuck not? Like yeah, like why couldn't you do that?
I'm here for it. I'm here for every bit of it. I'm here for it.
Right. A lot of these companies have had years of marketing campaigns where they have the brand recognition to be able to do some really fun shit. They could do this stuff.
Yeah.
They could do – could you imagine a Hasbro tying in with one of these?
Oh. If you could get Optimus Prime armor in Anthem or fucking Destiny, that's it. Your game has sold a jillion copies.
you get the Transformers theme as the horn for the bike that you ride in Destiny. Like,
that's, you've won games and you get all the nerds' money.
Look, that's the thing. We just agreed on a topic. We just figured out a way to make things cheaper for everybody. We just figured out another way for you to end up selling your product. And we just figured out a way for you to rehash all of your old advertising without having to pay a dime for new designs.
And nostalgia is so in. Like, people would eat that shit
so
up.
Right. So, like, all Pepsi would have to do is hire a kid to go back through the previous ads and then throw it out to the in-game designers and go, hey, what can you make with this? And they go, well, we can do this, this, and this. And they go, cool, that's the next one.
Yeah.
Cool, that's the next one.
Yeah.
Cool, that's the next one. Like, Pepsi and Coke alone have – so many options. McDonald's, Burger King, all of the fucking
Golden Arches.
There are so many that you can end up having special Titan armor that looks like the fucking Grimace. Like,
yeah.
You end up getting some sort of like special edition thing where like you end up celebrating making the arches and a bunch of Fry Kids all show up around you. That's what I'm saying. The emotes alone, on top of the ability to have all of the other cool stuff to go along with it. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. And it'd be a way to pay for Destiny 3 because they're an independent studio now.
And get a fucking team together. Yeah. Why wouldn't you? What's the problem? Like, what are you afraid that you're going to end up having negative publicity by getting sponsors?
It'd be so fun.
Wouldn't it be better?
So fun.
Right. Wouldn't it be better to just have a company like Bungie just kind of go, look, we went independent because we didn't want to be under these people. We wanted to start paying for the game, and we started to realize that there's money to be made here. And rather than taking it out of necessarily the end user by having update after update that they'll have to pay for, we decided to go with sponsorships. You get some of the cool nostalgia factors that you're all looking for, and we get a way to subsidize and actually make the thing happen. And you're upfront about it, mm-hmm. right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. No hesitation about it. Just, we're partnering with the following people. We're partnering with Yum Brands that covers Pepsi and KFC and Taco Bell and all of the other things. We're partnering with Coca-Cola. We're partnering with McDonald's. We're partnering with all of the fast food and food brands or whatever it is. And you're going to see, and it just literally, you put it as, you're going to start seeing some of your favorite references, mm-hmm. characters, advertising, and products that you know and love incorporated into the game. And does that mean billboards in the background?
Hell yeah.
Does that mean special edition dances? Does that mean, like, who cares what it means? We all just know what we're getting into, and we're like, yeah, no, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't need the Vex to suddenly start spurting Mountain Dew, but But having everything at the Prison of Elders be sponsored, I'm fine with.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of like an arena.
Right. Like, it doesn't change the gameplay for me. Mm-hmm. It just gives me a different point of reference. Hey, we need to defuse the Bomb C. Where's Bomb C? Oh, it's over by the Dr. Pepper sign. Yeah. Oh, stares off in the distance, sees Dr. Pepper, starts tearing ass toward Bomb C.
And if, like, any of these companies wanted exclusives, that's like a boatload of money. That's just even more money.
And I would say move away from that, because you never want to pigeonhole yourself, but you can be first out of the gate.
Yeah.
You can give a rite of passage.
Yeah, like if Coke wanted to be the only beverage sponsor, they would get like a year, you know, or however long it would be. But, you know.
Who cares? However they work it out. But, like, I'm good with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I like it. I mean, they do it in movies. Why don't they do it in games?
Yeah, like, it doesn't change anything for me. It doesn't hurt me.
Yeah, it doesn't make it any better or any worse. Like, without all the advertising in the Transformers movie, they'd still be garbage.
Right. Like, here's the thing. So long as I don't have to watch a commercial while the screen loads, that's all I care about.
Yeah.
If I don't have to be repeatedly, like, given your same five commercials over and over again during a load screen, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need you to treat it like YouTube ads, but you can bury your logo in fucking everything. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fuck, dude. I want, like, Coca-Cola emotes.
Car companies They're gigantic machines.
Oh, dude. Fucking Mustang Sparrow.
Okay, why not? It'll crash into everything. It'll be great. Car references.
Or like a big Harley, a Harley Sparrow or something like that. Like an actual Harley.
All right, I think we're done. I think we hit it. We're good.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see that in the next iteration.
Well, considering they're all listening to us, I hope so.
I can talk to somebody who can talk to somebody.
I think that's a really good idea, and I think you should bring us in as consultants. And since my phone is listening, if anyone from Alesis, the drum company, wants to give me an electronic drum set, I am here for the reviews, and I will gladly play it every day and cut videos of me playing it every day. You can track my progress. It'll be fine.
You can sponsor this podcast. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you can absolutely sponsor this podcast. I will do some terrifying things on the cheap.
All right, Brandon Chalmers, I think we solved everything. Where can people find you?
You can find me at That Guy Chalmers on Instagram. I'm not anywhere else because I don't want to be. Where can they find you?
Here, you've obviously found the podcast on the channel. You can find me on Twitter, Angry Zen Master. You can find me on Instagram, Jamie Noguchi, and you can just look me up. You'll see my stuff. I'm around. We're going to stop now.
Yep.